Up next, nearing the end, is the artichoke.
Look out! Look out! Pink elephants on parade, here they come, hippity hoppity, they're here, and there are pink elephants everywhere. Look out, look out, they're walking around the bed, on their head, clippity cloppity, parade, in braid, pink elephants on parade. What'll I do, what'll I do, what an unusual view. I could stand the sight of worms and look at microscopic germs, but technicolor pachyderms is really too much for me. I am not the type to faint when things are odd or things are quaint, but seeing things you know that ain't can certainly give you an awful fright. What a sight! Chase them away! Chase them away! I'm afraid. Need your aid. Pink elephants on parade. Pink elephants.
Pink elephants.
Pink elephants.
Pink elephants on parade. An obscure choice. I like obscure choices.
Did too. I like two.
Where are all these lower range guys coming from all of a sudden? We just had two in a row. Like, this wasn't as low as Bereed was and Russ is, but still, he was getting low. He was getting low. Getting low.
Yeah.
Get low, get low, get low. Yeah. I like your voice a lot, but I don't know how to word this. Like, I felt that you weren't menacing enough. It was there at times, but this is kind of like a cutesy villain song, because the pink elephants and with the heffalumps and woozles and all that stuff are kind of, you know, jerks. The pink elephants, if I remember correctly, the pink elephants are jerks, right?
All I know is that scene in the movie always freaked me out, and I never understood it.
If I remember correctly, the pink elephants are jerks, just like the heffalumps and woozles are, but not as big a jerks as heffalumps and woozles. From like
they were teasing, from what I remember. They were teasing.
Because wasn't this when they were when they got drunk in Dumbo?
Yeah. This is when they got drunk and they had all this.
They were like
weird,
tripping out.
It's a trippy song.
Really trippy song, and I felt like it like. Hmm. Especially, I felt it got more menacing further into it. There just wasn't. You could have gone further with it. I love your voice a lot. It was really nice, and it's now making it really hard tonight because only four people are getting through, and there's some really really good voices tonight. So some people that are really good, I don't think are gonna make it through tonight, and that makes me really sad. I hate when that happens.
Aww.
At least I don't have last pick tonight.
Thanks, Ambie, for reminding me.
Welcome. And I just... Now I'm just sad because... I want you to go through, but I want other people to go through, too.
That's the whole point of this competition.
And I don't know who's going to go through now. And that, like, makes me sad.
Aww.
Like, I liked this a lot, and I like your voice, and I can't go on. Zell, go.
Okay, my first note is yes, exclamation point, because as scary or weird as the song was from my childhood, I did like the choice. It made me smile. That's my second note. I heard background noises or mic noises, I'm not sure.
I heard a few, but they were really slight. Like, not enough that I took note of them. Like, they weren't, like, giant noises and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, they were, like, distant, low TV or the speakers from headphones or computer, like, really low. So maybe that's what that was. My program puts these songs on repeat, so I thought the song was going longer than it was, so it seamlessly continued once the audition clip ended.
What
so it's like, oh, okay.
What do you use?
Winamp.
Oh, okay.
I like having all my stuff on repeat. I liked it. I liked the voices, which made me happy. It could have been more. It needed more emotion of the menacing, like in the beginning, I guess. But it was. Yeah, I think it did need to be a little more up in performance, I guess. But it was pretty good.
I guess what. I got, like, stuck on that one syllable of that word and just kept going, and I couldn't break out of it. I've kind of lost my thought. I guess what it was for me was a note we said a while ago was when you get with these like more villainy-esque or darker songs, you have to get a little cartoony with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like this wasn't cartoony enough because I'm really big on like children's theater. And if you sang this song like that in children's theater, the kids would start talking. And if the kids start talking, you know you need to like up the cartooniness, because the kids start talking, then they know that you're not keeping their attention long enough.
Right. I usually think of...
They don't care how good your voice is. They just care, like, for shiny things.
I don't know if the Rattigan song is a good example or not of cartoony or not.
I forget the Rattigan song. I know you love...
Great
Mouse Detective, but I honestly have forgotten like 95% of that movie.
Do you know the Yzma song? Snuff Out the Light.
The cut song. I've heard of it, but I've never actually heard it.
Shame. Okay. That's shame. I'm sorry. I love Rita Kitt. I'm trying to think of a really cartoony Disney villain song. Mad, Mad and Mim.
Oh god, that is so cartoony. I actually think a little bit of Jafar's Prince Ali reprise is a bit like that's like extravagant there with that.
It is.
That's extravagant because there's extravagant villainy and then there's cartoony villainy, and this wasn't enough of either one. But again, this isn't a full out villain song, but to a kid it is, because kids are freaked out by those pink elephants.
I'm freaked out, but it's still...
God, how old are you?
No, it's just one of those things I'm like, why am I still watching this? I don't get what's going on. It's just like, then it's all these colors and all these images. Like, okay, I'm lost.
I don't know, I don't like
it. It's just one of those really confusing things that just scare me.
Dumbo, and I found this out, Dumbo is like they're in development to become a Broadway musical. And that made me, yes, that made me so, so sad, because I'm on a Disney message board, and one of the topics was Disney on Broadway, and I was talking it, and someone's like, oh yeah, they're working on developing Dumbo, and I'm like, what? And then the other thing they're developing, and this makes me so, this is going to make some people really happy right now, but the other thing they're developing is Tim Burton's version of Alice in Wonderland for the stage.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it flopped.
No, that thing, like, took off. Like, everyone loved
it. Well, I know it took off, but I thought it wasn't that great. Like, story-wise, I thought it was rush.
I don't know. I didn't see it. I boycott Tim Burton movies.
No, but what else was I going to say? Weren't they going to make a Dumbo 2? Or did they already make it?
I don't remember. They made lots of 2 movies. A couple of 3s. And then that one and a half that I really hated.
Lion King.
Yeah. Okay, now we're just rambling. Sorry! Yeah. Sorry!
And I'm done.
Still a good job.
Yeah, good job.
Done.
And finishing off the episode is Darky Hime.
I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me Will-O-Witch. But you'll find that nowadays I mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. Truly, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable and lonely and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls in pain. In need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get a girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my calling, and crying, spells, Ursula, please! And I help them? Yes, I do.
Alrighty then, that was Darky Hime with Poor Unfortunate Souls.
A real villain song after we just got talking about all those villains. So
right.
See now,
and I might worth it. Yeah. And now I might add, it's officially Mermaid Night because there's 3 out of 8 songs that were Little Mermaid tonight.
Oh my god. And they were all different too.
Yeah, thank goodness too. No repeat.
Oh my god, if like sang like Kiss the Girl, I would have like screamed.
Or the Poppy Ashley Tisdale versions, then I would have screamed. I'm not big on those High School Musical people. Okay, going back to the critique before I go off more. I think the acting was good to decent. It had more emotion than it did energy, so I think it needed a lot more energy. When you said Poor Unfortunate Souls, I think both times, they weren't as big as they should have been. I mean, and sometimes it seemed a little flat. I don't know if the accent was put on or if it's original, but it sounded like, if it's put on, it sounded like it was getting in the way of the words. Or it's an enunciation problem. I like the lower voice, I will say that. La 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 la. It did sound menacing at some parts. Like I said, the acting was good at some points. And that's all I have. Ambie?
Yeah, I have to pretty much agree for the most part here. But the thing with the acting, what I thought for it was that the acting was really good when it was just acting, like the true yes and like the little asides, but it was a little inconsistent with the singing because you didn't have the same kind of emotion in the acting while you were singing than you did when you had the asides. And the little aside moments that you had were really entertaining and made me smile, and I liked those about them.
I think those were the highlights.
Those were definitely the highlights of this performance, but then you have to look at it, though, where this is a singing contest. And when we find ourselves more drawn to the moments where you're not singing, you're more acting than singing, and not thinking as much about the moments when you're singing, is that going to be a problem down the road somewhere? I couldn't tell if this... I want to say that I've heard you sing before, and the accent is your actual accent. So I'm not going to hold it against you, but there were definitely some moments when it sounded like the words were a little odd.
Like mumbled,
because the way that you said them, they weren't very clear. There was the diction was not very good, and you kind of just lost the word that you were doing. And it wasn't all the time, but like there was one or two. And as I said with someone earlier, when you only do it like once or twice like that, it all of a sudden sticks out like a sore thumb because you're not hearing that all of a sudden it's there, but it's there like times 10. And it's like, oh, wow, what was that? So, yeah. You had a bit of a hint of sexiness to Ursula. This was a bit more Broadway Ursula than Pat Carroll Ursula, movie Ursula. I love Pat Carroll. I liked it. Wasn't wow. Again, I said this note earlier as well as with someone else. I liked it, but I wasn't wowed by it.
Right, and we have a bunch of those tonight, actually.
Exactly, which is why I was like panicking with the last one. I was like, oh my god. People are so close and I want them to go through, but only four can. So this one it was another one that kind of made me sad. I was like, oh my god, who's not going to go through that I want them to go through? For once, I kind of wish I had last pick, but I'm not going to take it.
Thanks.
You can keep it still. You can keep it still. And aww. I really feel that as like a note, like if we were doing more people tonight, that there are some people that are not going to get through tonight that probably could have made it through like on a 12-person episode, which also makes me really sad. Because like if Jeffers was here, some people that aren't going to make it through tonight probably would have made it through.
Oh, that's true, because then we each would have had two picks, right?
We each would have had three picks, because we each would have had two picks. There would have been two extra people going through tonight, because Jeffers would have had two picks as well.
Right.
But we can only take four. Oh.
Unhappy face.
So unhappy face. I'm really depressed now.
Do not be depressed.
Yeah, but to everyone who does not make it through tonight, because I really at this point don't know who it's going to be, please.
It was a really strong night, I think.
This was a really strong night. This might have been one of the strongest nights we've had thus far.
I have to agree with that.
It's definitely up there that this might be one of the strongest episodes we've had thus far. There were some really strong people in here. And most of them, like when I came into this, I only knew three people out of the eight tonight. So a lot of
one
people pleasantly surprised me tonight. This was,
We got more lower voiced people too, which makes me happy.
I know. Yes. I don't know what to do. Do we have anything else to say to Dark Hime before we? Because I know I need to re-listen to at least. Yeah. I think I need to re-listen to everybody.
I'm going to listen to at least six people.
Four. At least.
Okay, so we'll give you a nice little intermission break of, I don't know how much, but for us it's going to be a 5-second silent space, I guess.
Yeah, for you guys it's going to just be like, oh, they're right back again. For us it's going to be like 10 to 15 minutes of torture trying to rank our lists. I'm dying tonight. Dying.
Please don't die. We have a few more episodes and then the actual show to work on.
Yeah. I need a moment to compose myself. I'm done.
Oh, poor thing.
Poor unfortunate soul. I'm done.
Done.
So we're back, and like we said before, it was only like a couple of seconds for you. Yeah, it's been an hour for us. We're not joking. Yeah. This has been the hardest decision I think we've ever had to make, because we decided, oh, let's try and talk this out together and get like the four best people. And it came down to it that we had like three people at the end that we wanted to give the last spot to, and we, it's so hard and it's depressing, because there, like I said before, there are definitely some people that are not going through tonight that really need to go through in the future. So everyone that doesn't get through tonight, please resubmit, please.
Especially if you're my person, I don't send through that I want to.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to say who it is, because then it's
right. Like, we're hoping this person does.
We're hoping the person who doesn't make it does, because this has been hard. So just going to rip it off fast like a Band-Aid. So first person going through tonight is my pick. First person going through is going to be Aria. You are safe, Aria. Welcome to the competition.
Ooh.
Zell, your pick.
Okay, my pick is Great Din.
Ooh, kick line.
I walked into that one myself.
I was right there walking alongside of you, if you didn't hear.
Yeah, I heard you, and then I'm like more full force.
All right, so third person going through tonight is going to be Bereed.
Woohoo!
Woo! And correct me if I'm wrong at pronouncing it, because you gave it to me, and
Bereed. Burrito.
Not like breed, but Bereed.
Like burrito.
Minus the ode. All right, so then this is the Band-Aid. Rip off the Band-Aids, Lena.
Oh God,
and my misery quickly, because this has been the hardest choice ever.
Where this was what took us an hour, if anything, just to figure out.
Yes, this last spot. Oh my God. It's been painful.
And where... Okay, I'm composing myself. And I am going to... pass. Crap, my nerve.
Are you there? Zell? Oh my God, her internet dropped, I think. Zell, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. That was hilariously dramatic.
Okay.
I did not hear on my end who you picked.
I said Jibby.
Jibby, you are going through tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because literally that was the most suspenseful thing that has ever happened, because even I didn't know who you were going to pick at this point. Just go with it and see what happens. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm going to pick I was like, hello? Who did you pick? Who did you pick?
Yeah.
And it is Jibby. Jibby, you are going through tonight. Congratulations. Because I like saying that. So that means the safe people tonight, the people going through into the competition are, once again, Aria, Great Din, Bereed, and Jibby. As for Sukono, I'm pretty sure that's how you say it.
Hold on, let me...
Zell, are you okay?
Why?
Your mic just keeps on like going in and out. It's that time of night for our computers, apparently.
Oh, God, no.
No, we're almost there. Let's do this. So to Sukono, Mega Dizzy, the Artichoke, and Darker Hime. Everyone, please resubmit. Mega Dizzy, you have
one. Everyone.
Mega Dizzy, you have one more take left before you cannot re-enter until the second chance round. Everyone else still has two takes. So get those auditions in. If you get them in really, really quickly, we might even be able to turn out another episode sometime before Jeffers comes back. We might be able to do another 8-person. We do have 3 people towards it, so we need 5 more. That is
correct.
Sales mic just keeps on cutting out. This show's over.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
Have a good night, folks.
Night.